Monday night, Shmaitzah Shir or L'chaf, Test Nisan, I think. Yep. And we're in Shmaitzah Aleph Perek Yud, where we're discussing the Machlaikas Marsha and Maram. It gets very technical. Tosfos in Nida says a Yesod that you don't learn out from Sota retroactive Tumah. So you don't learn out that Sovik Tumah Bishos Hayachat Sveiko Tameh retroactive to the Leidas HaSafek, because Sota is only Mikanalabah from when we discovered them, from when the Safek was Nolad. The Marsha learns that and therefore everybody's really molded at Me'ikr Hadin. When a woman sees Dam, you're not really Choshesh. You're not Choshesh retroactively, really. We're Machmer for Truma and Kachim, but we're not really Choshesh retroactively. Tyson says Choshesh retroactively, we should say Sofik Tuma Bishus Hayochet Sveikol Tomei, and Mitaras Vadai, forgetting about it should be Vadai Tomei. It's Mamash Rishus Hayochet. So Tyson says no retroactive Tuma. So now, the Marsha learns that when Tosfos says that we don't learn out from Sota retroactive Tuma, that there's a din of that Vaday Tomei Bishus Hayochid. Let's start. It's the second paragraph in the Shmaitza. Come, Pesach. Let's go. Shmaitza Aleph Perek Yud, the second paragraph. I don't know, by me it's the second paragraph. I just realized it might not be the second paragraph by everybody. It starts with the word Var Marsha Bechidushav. Var Marsha Bechidushav Kosav Adivri Etoisvis. Tosfos is talking about, this is the Marsha's understanding of Tosfos. Tosfos is talking about like the full import of Sota. That's of Ektuma Bishus Hayochet Sveikol Tomei, and it's of Kavadai, and it's even against the Cheskos Taira. So that full import you don't have retroactive. Avolhecha deleka cheskos taira, but when you have a case of cheskos taira, so left to its own device, it would be safek tuma. If you learn out from sota, it has a din of vaday tuma. So there the Marsha says, very curiously, that you do learn out from sota that it's retroactively vaday tome when it's not bumping up, when it's not bumping up against the cheskos taira. But it's vaday, not sofek. Very curious that you could learn out from sota, that you do learn out from sota. When there's no cheskos taira, the etzem limud of sota that it's vaday. Yeah, umaram lublin shom kosav. Maram argues with the Marsha, and he writes afilu hecha delekas cheskos taira lo yofinim klal tuma dela mafreya misota l'tuma vadoyas. You don't learn out from sota, period, and therefore it's not vaday tome, it's only sofek tome. Veino ela sofek kiven dela yofinim misota tuma dela mafreya ayin shom. So it only blinds a sofek tome, not a vaday tome.
So okay. How do they still make the difference between, how do they rationalize if they use the same logic between truma and bia?
That's a chumrah. So then the Chazal were machmer for truma and kosher, and they weren't machmer for daily life. They were machmer by kadosh dika things. The point is, it's a chumrah. It's a chumrah of midirabbanon and midiraisa. You don't worry about it. But again, according to the Marsha, this is only when there's a cheskos taira. But according to the Marsha, you don't learn out from sota tuma dilum. Again, we're focused now on the point of Tosfos that you don't learn out from sota tuma l'mafreya, and we say that's only when there's a cheskos taira. The Marsha says, but we do learn out from sota when there's no cheskos taira. What do you learn from sota? That it's vaday tomei. It's called safek kavaday. You don't say it's safek tomei in Rishus Hayochad. You say it's vaday tomei. That's chiddush. That's a learned out from sota.
Is there a case of that? L'mafreya?
Yeah. What do you mean?
Besides neither, what would be another case of l'mafreya?
When you, if we had the case if you touch someone at night and then in the morning you realize there's a suffix if he was dead or alive. So to bring in suffix sota there would not be germane because you're talking about tumulam afreya.
But also you have cheskas tyra as well.
Yeah, so now we're going deeper into it. That's only when there's cheskas tyra, not when there's no cheskas tyra. And according to the Maram, it's even when there's no cheskas tyra, you don't say tumulam afreya, and it remains suffix tomei, not vadei tomei. Now, the Shmaitzer wants to stick up for the Marsha, or if he doesn't explain it like in a Lundisher way, maybe we'll attempt to later, in a few days, when we finish the Cheshbon Raya to the Marsha, where did the Marsha get this from? So maybe we'll go into the Lundus of why it should be that way. You either learn out from Soto or you don't. The Shmaitzer is not going to deal with that aspect of it. He's just going to deal with the Marsha get this from. Where is he coming from? And he's going to bring a raya from a Gemara, and the Marsha saw it in a Gemara. We'll, believe that, we'll try to get into a rationale. You know, how do you slice up? You do learn out from Soto, you don't learn out from Soto. That the Mashaita does not deal with that. He's just interested in, is the Marsha right or not? So where did the Marsha get it from? So he said the Marsha got it from a Gemara. The Gemara is the Gemara needed that. Based on Mashavi, the Marsha Bezeh, what brought the Marsha to say this? The Alfinan Tumul the Lamafreya Misota, that you do learn how Tumul the Lamafreya Misota. Hecha the Leka Chazoka, when there's no Chazoka. So what do you mean you learn out from Sai? The Leos Tumul Vadois, that it's Vadai not Safek. Hainu Mehod the Amru Sham, it's based on the, it's through a Gemara in Nida. A Brysa. Behod the Tnan, it's a Brysa really. Mikvah Shenimda, they measured a mikvah, Benim Sechoser. They said, whoops, it's only 39 saw. So, Kalat Tyra Shenasu al Gabov Lamafreya, all the Tyrus, meaning all things that are supposed to be Torah and what Tomei, that they were Toivel in the mikvah, Lamafreya, going back retroactively from the last time they measured the mikvah, Bein Bishus Harabim, whether you're dealing with a Tumah and it touched something else, whether it's Bishus Harabim or Bein Bishus Hayachid. So Tmeos, we'll see why. It's like, why? Bein Bishus Hayachal, Bein Bishus Harabim, Tmeos. Rabbi Shimon Oimer, Bishus Harabim, Tahoros, and Bishus Hayachal, Tolan. I think it means that the item that you were Toivel touched something else. Right? So that's now a Safek Tamei, because you don't know if the thing became Tahor or not. Because the mikvah was found to be chaser, and you don't know when. So whether that thing touched something in the Shus HaYachid, and it's a Safek Tumah B'Shus HaYachid, or if it touched something in the Shus HaRabim, so it's a Safek Tumah B'Shus HaRabim, so according to the Tanakam or the Chachamim, it's Vaday Tomei no matter what, and according to Rav Shimon, B'Shus HaRabim Tohoros, and B'Shus HaYachid Tolim. So what is this machlokes? What is going on? U'shneim lo lomdu ha'elam yisaita. They both learn it out from Sota, as we'll learn. This is like really loud dafka. They don't really learn out, and they don't really learn anything out from Sota. It's just so. It means Sota does not present a problem.
Even the Rosh Hashanah Rabbin?
We'll see. Yeah. Right. We'll see why. We'll see. Rabbanon Savriki Sota. This is how Rabbanon look at it. Mal Sota Sofek V'Yasu Kavadai. You could have a suffix tumah that's kavad. What does that mean? Ima, right? Mal suffix basul kavad hachanami. Here also. Ima sota bishus harabim tohor v'chulu. The Gemara says, what are you talking about? If this is like sotas, then bishus harabim it should be completely tohor. On the world, like, what are you talking about? The Gemara says, hachi hashka. I see the Schmeitzer skipped a couple of lines. Schmeitzer wants us to learn what he wants to bring out, because it's not nogea really to learn every back and forth of the Gemara. Kivan de ikatarte lereus of kavadei tumadami. We're going to deal with this later about, so it's yeah like Sota or not like Sota. The Gemara seems to be saying a new svar. Forget about Sota. Even though we just said you learn it out from Sota, forget that. Put it on the side. We're going to come back to it. The point is the Gemara ends up with a new idea. Not new, but an idea we didn't have yet. It's called Tarte Lereusa. Two mitigating, I don't know if mitigating is the right word, two factors pushing for Tumah. You have two factors. Normally you have a suffix, so you have no factor pushing for not. Here you have two factors pushing for Tumah. One is the Cheskas Tumah of whatever you were tovel in the mikveh. Whether it's a person or a kli, you know it was Tameh. You don't know that it became Tahar now all of a sudden. So it's a Cheskas Tumah. And what's called Harei Choser Lefanecha. We see we have a problem. We see right now it's Choser. And we don't know when it became Choser. That's called Tarte Lereusa. Two things working in tandem. Mitigating, saying, pushing for Tumah.
Motivate.
What?
Motivate.
Which one?
Motivate. Okay, you have two things. Compelling, motivating to say Tameh. They combine. This is a klal. It's a klal and just. It's called Tarte Lereusa. Two things coming together. And that creates Vadai, even though it's really a suffix.
But it's only a suffix for the second one, not for the first one. The Cheska's Tameh, okay, there's no suffix against that originally,
but we want to know about now. We want to know about something that happened after they went to the mikveh. So we combine the Cheska's Tumah with what's called Chazaka Dahashta. Right now we see a problem. Right now we see it's Choser, not just a problem, not a suffix. We see a Vade, we see it's Choser. So we combine the Cheska's Tumah with Harei Choser Lefanecha, as it's called, and we assume Vadei Tomei, not even Suffolk. When there's a point in time after we measured it and found it to be 40 saw, we don't know when it became 39, we go Vadei. Forget Sota. We're now saying a new Svara. Tarte Lereusa creates Vadei. Big Kiddush. Still a Suffolk. You don't know when it became Choser. You don't know, but Tarte Lereusa creates Vadei. That's what the Gemara says. That's what the Rabbanan hold. And therefore, Bein Bishus HaYochad, Bein Bishus HaRabim, it's Vadei Tomei. The paradigm is really not Sota now. What we'll see. We seemingly fell away from Sota, even though the Gemara says they learned it now from Sota, but then the Gemara says Sota, then why in Bishus HaRabim is it Tomei? So the Gemara now is saying it's Tarte Lereusa. So that's Bein Bishus HaRabim, Bein Bishus HaYochad, Tarte Lereusa is Vadei Tomei.
Well, that makes sense, because if it's calling it Vadei Tomei, then there is no suffix.
Yeah. Halachically, it's Vadei Tomei. I mean, it is suffix. We don't know when it became Chaser, and we're saying the halach of Tarte Lereusa is that we treat it as Vadei Tomei.
If it's
not Svek
Sveika,
then it
should be going the other way.
It's not
Svek
Sveika.
Why is it
Svek Sveika? That's not Svek Sveika. Here it's two things pushing for Tumah. It's not Sveik Sveika. Sveik Sveika is when you say, I'm just making up a Sveik Sveika. At 2 o'clock, maybe the mikveh was already Chaser. And even if it wasn't Chaser, maybe he had a Chatzitz on him. I don't know, that would be Sveik Sveika. Here, there are two separate forces pushing us to say Tomei. One is a Cheskas Tumah, and one is a Chazaka Dahashta of the mikveh. It's called Chazaka Dahashta, Harei Choser Lefonecha. And like the status quo, maybe, is that it's Choser the mikveh.
If he was someone with this Tata the Reisu,
yeah.
He was a Kohen, and he went into the Shemitah,
Yeah, we're treating him like Vadei. That's the Gemara's Chiddush. That's Rabbanan Shita. Reb Shimon is like almost another extreme. He's saying in Rishus HaYochid it's Safek Tomei, and in Rishus HaRabim it's Tohar. Rav Shimon Sovar Kisota, he uses the Sota paradigm. He does use the Sota paradigm, but he, and now there's a big Kiddush, Ma Sota Rishus HaRabim Tohar, Hachanami Rishus HaRabim Tohar. That's an interesting twist. He primarily learns out from Sota that Rishus HaRabim it's Tohar. If it's Sota, then why isn't it Vadei Tomei in Rishus HaYochid? Why only Safek Tomei? Imi Sota, my Sota Rishus HaYochid Tomei Vadei, Hachanami Rishus HaYochid Tomei Vadei. So the Gemara says now, and this is Rav Shimon Shita in Shas, really, we don't come across it too often, but it's something we usually ignore, but Rav Shimon holds like that. Hachi hashta, hasam raglayim ledavar, sharikini levinistera, hachamai raglayim ledavar ika. Rav Shimon holds that you can't learn out from Sota the whole din of Safek Avadai. And every Safek Tumah B'shus HaYachid is like a new... Whoa! Yeah, that's Rav Shimon. We're coming across it now for the first time. Not like everything we've learned till now. Rav Shimon holds you don't learn out from Sota... And you're not going to come across Rav Shimon too much. We can effectively forget about him after we learn this parak in Shmaitzah. Rav Shimon is like a Shitas Yachid. And he holds that you don't learn out from Sota the aspect of Safek Kavadai. You learn out that you don't go Bosacheskas Tyra, and it remains a Safek, but you don't learn out the point of Safek Kavadai, because there's an element by Sota of Raglayim Ledover. It certainly seems like she was Mizaneh. He warned her, and she still secluded herself. You don't have that in any other case. It's called Raglayim Ledover. It looks suspicious, and the Vadai of Sota comes from the Raglayim Ledover. And therefore, you never learn out that any Safek Tumah B'Shus HaYochid is Tameh B'Toras Vadai. Because you never have Raglayim Ledover. Only Sota is Raglayim Ledover. That's Rav Shimon. So Rav Shimon is comfortable learning out from Sota. And this is true universally. It's not just in this case of Mikvah. He ignores the Tarte L'Reyosa. He goes with the Sota paradigm. And he holds what he would hold in any case, all over Shas. In Rishos HaRabim, it's Tohar. And in Rishos HaYochid, it's Safek Tamei. Because that's what he holds. When you learn out from Sota, you just learn out to ignore any Cheskos Taira. But it's only a Safek Tamei, not a Vadai Tamei. Sota's Vadai because of Raglayim Ledover. So we have a Machlekes now, Chachamim and Rav Shimon.
So in that case, does he believe that you should bring an Ashram Talui?
In which case? By Sota?
Yeah.
Well, there's no Ashram there. The Ibai Yoseima, the Gemara suggests one more thing. Hainu Taima de Rav Shimon, Gomar Sof Tuma Mitchilas Tuma, Ayin Shom Besugya. And as the Gemara says, another reason why Chachamim do not learn it out from Sota. Before we said, they don't learn it out from Sota because it's Tarte L'Reyosa. Now the Gemara is saying a different Svara. By Sota, the question is, did she become Tamei? Here the question is, did you become Tohar? So that's called Sof Tuma. Because they're the Safek, they're both Safek Tamei. But one, the Safek is, did you become Tamei? And here, the Safek is, did you become Tohar? So they don't learn out, that's called Sof Tuma. Did the tuma come to an end? Rabbanon don't learn out Sof Tuma Mitchilas Tuma. Again, so that's just why they ignore Sota. It's Tarte L'Reyosa, that's why it's Vadai Tomei, and that's why it's Bein B'Shus HaYochid, Bein B'Shus HaRabim, Tomei Vadai, because it's Tarte L'Reyosa. And according to Rav Shimon, it's because he learns out Sof Tuma Mitchilas Tuma. And that's why in Rishus HaRabim it's Tohar. He does learn out Sof Tumah Mitchilas Tumah. And Rishus HaYochid, he learns out from Sota also, except Sota's Raglayim Ledover, that's why it's only Safek. We just, instead of just saying we ignore Sota and we go with the Tarte L'Reyosa, the Gemara gives a reason why we ignore Sota. We ignore Sota because Lo Yalfinan Sof Tumah Mitchilas Tumah. Okay, so we have really a Machlokes Rabbanon and Rav Shimon in a case of Tarte L'Reyosa. Because of Shem Maram Lublin, the Maram there says, the Lateritz Rishon, knows, the Gemara at first says, the Gemara starts off Dumya de Sota. It's like, but we end up saying it's not Dumya de Sota at all. Because if it would be Dumya de Sota, we'd be Tohar and Rishus HaRabim. But rather it's Tarte L'Reyosa. That's why it's Vadai Tamei. So because of Shem Aram Lublin, the Lateritz Rishon should be Gemara, Tzrichemonu L'Rabbonon, L'Taimo, the Tarte L'Reyosa, Gam B'Shus HaYochid. Why? The Avol Gav the Rabbonon Savri B'Almo, B'Shus HaYochid Tamei Vadai, not like Rav Shimon. They say you always learn out from Sota in Rishus HaYochid that it's Tomei Vadai. But Mikol Mokom, Betumah de la Mafreya, Halay Alfina Misota. Oh, the mikvah case is Tumala Mafreya. We're going back in time. We have to deal with all the kalim that were in the mikvah retroactive for who knows how many days or weeks. And remember, says the Maram, Tosfos told us we don't learn out from Sota, something Tumala Mafreya. And that's why we taka ignore Sota, and the Gemara's Lav Dafka, they never learned it out from Sota, because it's Tumala Mafreya. And the real point of Rabbanon is Tarte L'Reyosa, and that's why Bein Bishul Sayachad, Bein Bishul Sarabim, it's Tomei Vate. Again, inside, the Kosov Shem Aram Lublin, the Lateris Rishon should be Gemara Tzrichim Onu, L'Rabbanon, the time of the Tarte L'Reyosa, Kam Bishul Sayachad, Avogav the Rabbanon Sarvi Bealmo Bishul Sayachad Tomei Vadai, not like Rav Shimon, but Mikomokom Betumala Mafreya, Holoy Alfinam Misota, Ayin Shom, and we're dealing with Tumala Mafreya by the mikvah. So you don't learn out from Sota, and therefore the reason it's Tomei, even in Rishus HaYochid, is because of Tarte L'Reyosa. Just like in Rishus HaRabim, it's Tomei Vadai, because of Tarte L'Reyosa. I, the Gemara, started off with the words, Rabbanan learn it out from Sota, it's Lav Dafka. We fall away from that. The reason is Tarte L'Reyosa. Vishitas Marsha, but the Marsha there learns that he follows the Lashon HaGemara more strictly, that you only use Tarte L'Reyosa in Rishus HaRabim. Why in the world is it Tomei in Rishus HaRabim? Oh, because of Tarte L'Reyosa. But we do stick in Rishus HaYochid, we don't need Tarte L'Reyosa. That remains that the way the Gemara started off in his Lashon, they learn it out from Sota. That's how the Marshal learns in the Gemara. In other words.
Still Vadai, though, in Rishus HaYochid.
It's Vadai in Rishus HaYochid, because you do learn it out from Sota. It's only in Rishus HaRabim, the Gemara, to explain why in Rishus HaRabim it's Tomei Vadai, that the Gemara had a latch on to Tarte L'Reyosa. But in Rishus HaYochid, Sota. That's the Marshal. Vishitus Marsha, Deinonu Tzrichen L'Rabbonon, Taimo de Tarte L'Reyosa, Rak B'Shus HaRabim, Avul B'Shus HaYochid, but to say it's Tomei, that which they say that it's Tomei Vadai in Rishus HaYochid, Yalfinon Misota L'Tumah Vadois, which is the Lashon HaGemara, that they learn it out from Sota. Aye, it's Takashver, you don't learn out Tumah L'Mafreya from Sota. Daval gab de loyal finon misota tumala mafreya. Oh, hainu hecha de ika chazaka. That's only when it's up against the chazkas taira, like by Nida. Aval hecha de leka chazaka. Uchamo b'mikvah shenim dat choser. D'inei mohamed milkva al cheskoso. Adiraba hamed tomi al cheskoso. Any chazaka cancels each other out. The cheskas Taira, the mikvah we call it, it's not really Cheskos Taira, the Cheskos Haguf or the Cheskos Kashrus of the mikvah that it's Sholem, and we'll assume it's Sholem up till the last possible moment, is cancelled out from the Cheskos Tumah of the person. So the Chazakas cancel themselves out. Adarabah HaMeitomi al Cheskoso. V'chol Heicha Deleka Chazaka. So if the Chazakas cancel each other out, so that's like there's no Chazaka. So the Marsha reads in the Gemara, again, we're not giving the reason, a Lomdisha reason, but Al Kaponim in the Cheshbon HaDvarim, where did the Marsha come up with Hishita from? He came up with it from this Gemara on that Beis Amid Beis Gimel Amid Aleph, because he's learning in the Gemara that the reason it's Tomei in Rishus HaYochid B'Torah Zvadai, as per the Lashon HaGemara, is because you learn it out from Sota, not because of Tarte L'Reyosa. The Marami Lublin learns that the Tarte L'Reyosa reason covers Rishus HaRabim and Rishus HaYochid. The Marshal learns you only need it for Rishus HaRabim, but in Rishus HaYochid you still have the limud from Sota. But I is Tumala Mafreya? Oh, because there's no Chazaka. So the Marshal says, you see? When there's no Chazaka, you do learn out from Sota that it's Tomei Vadai. That you do learn out from Sota, even Tumala Mafreya, when it's not up against the chazaka. The favorite of Gemara. The Gemara says, Rabbanan learn out that they're tomei b'taris vadai in Rishus Hayochid. And you don't need Tarte L'Reyoso. That's what our show read the Gemara. The Tarte L'Reyoso is needed to explain Rishus Harabim. You don't need it to explain Rishus Hayochid. So with Rishus Hayochid, why is it tomei from Sota? I is Tumala Mafreya. This is no chazaka. That's where the Marsha came up with his shita. And when there's no chazaka, you do learn out from Sota, even Tumala Mafreya, that it's Tomei Vadai.
Is saying that there's no chazaka the same, though, as saying two chazakas cancel each other out?
Yeah.
Is that really the same, though?
According to the Marsha, it is. You effectively have no chazaka. It's a good point. Maybe when we delve into it, we'll see how your point plays out. Davol gav de loyalfina misoita tumala mafreya hainu hecha dika chazaka avol hecha de leka chazaka uchamoy b'mikva shenimdad v'nimtza choser de inema hamid mikva al cheskoso adarabo hamid tome al cheskoso chal hecha de leka chazaka yalfina misoita lios tumal vandai gam betumala mafreya. That's where the Marsha got it from. Ayin Shom. Our Mishnah, again, we're not going into the Lundus seems to be strange still. If you don't learn out from Sota, Tumala Mafreya, because it's not like the Sota paradigm, so then how do you do it when there's no Chazaka? So maybe we'll see Mitzvah Shem tomorrow night. Mitzvah Shem. Now, I just want to get the Shmaitza straight, that he says the Marsha derived it from a Gemara. This Gemara. Again, the bottom line is the Marsha understood that they learn it out from Sota, and the Gemara remains with that, albeit it's only in Rishus HaYochid that they learn it out from Sota. In Rishus HaRabim, obviously they can't, so there they have to say Tarte L'Reyosa. Maram Lublin learns once you have Tarte L'Reyosa, there's no more limit from Sota. And that's why it's Tomei and Rishus HaYochid also in Torah's Vadai. Because it's Tarte L'Reyosa. And the Marsha learns, no, Rishus HaYochid, you learn it out from Sota. And it's Tumala Mafreya. When there's no Chazaka, that's not a problem. V'Mishnah L'Melech Iskim L'Zeh Ayin Shom, like the Marsha. V'Herich Shom L'Hasig Al Rav Haman here. I think he means the Maram, I guess. Bigger to me also, in going through the Gemara, the Mishnah L'Melech attacks it from a different angle, because the Gemara says that Lomu Hutzrachnu Lomu L'Rav Shimon the Loyolif Misoto Mishum D'Raglayim L'Dovar. Right, so that's why you can't learn out from Sota. Hotepigle Dabli Tumala Mafreya. You can't learn it out from Sota because it's Tumala Mafreya. He's in Rav Shimon. He's focused on Rav Shimon. Why did Rav Shimon say you can't learn it out from Sota? Because it's Raglayim L'Dovar. Why don't you say you don't learn it out from Sota because it's Tumala Mafreya? L'Alfina Misoita El Lahaba. L'Kachsri Leila Rav Shimon Kishusa Yochid Tolin. El Al Karchach. Since the Gemara needs a new reason. So we would learn it out from Sota. We would. We don't, because Rav Shimon holds Raglayim L'Dover. But we would be ready to learn it out from Sota, even though it's Tumala Mafreya, because of No Chazaka. El Al Karchok, says the Mishnah L'Melech, Hecha D'Lekka Chazaka. It's really the same exact Raya, just it's in Rav Shimon, not Rabbanan. El Al Karchok, Hecha D'Lekka Chazaka. When there's no Chazaka, Shapi Yalfin and Misota, Alfilu B'Tuma De La Mafreya, Leos Tuma Vadai. Okay. I want to stop here. I think if we want to, it's enough for tonight. It's enough for one night.
How does it all tie back to this?